Aaron Calais is actually with us in Studio B, and hopefully he'll be able to explain what in the world is going on with your piano. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, John. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you back. You were here last year when Microfest was cutting loose. You played some amazing music of Ben Johnston for the composer when he was here. And now you've retuned your piano in a completely different way, or let's see, different ways. Now, I've seen people tune pianos before, and it takes hours. How come you can switch from one tuning to another?
Well,
are you cheating?
I am cheating a little bit. So this is actually a modeled piano. So it's a fancy software program that attempts to model all the little bits and pieces of a piano, the soundboard, the hammers, even the air surrounding the piano. Now, to retune this, it's very simple. You just have to type in some numbers and load it in, and you have a retuned piano. You can even remap it. If you want to, say, have a left-handed piano where your left hand plays the high notes and your right hand plays the low notes, it's just one click of a button and it'll switch for you.
It's truly magic. Well, do a little demonstration for us. What have you got your instrument tuned up to right now?
Well, I have it tuned up right now for some 19-tone equal temperament. So usually, the standard piano has 12 equal steps per octave. Well, now there are 19. So let me just play a chromatic scale. I'll play just every...
That's every key in
every
order.
Every key in order. Here we go.
Are we there yet?
We're there. That's the octave.
Play the beginning note again.
And here's the octave higher.
And do a quick chromatic scale downwards or whatever. Well, as the emperor said, too many notes. That's extraordinary. And I imagine that part of the music you're going to be playing on Saturday night at Steinway Piano Gallery as part of Microfest is going to be 19 notes per octave.
Yeah, this great composer out of Miami, Jeff Harrington, wrote a set of preludes for 19-tone equal piano. And I'll be playing his prelude number 3.
Feel like playing it now?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Our special guest is Aaron Calais. This is a concert preview, Microfest's Quarter Tuned Plus. We'll have also, of course, some tickets to give away a little bit later on. Here's some 19-tone piano. Don't try this at home, kids. Tones, all 19 of them. Aaron Calais performing music of Harrington live from Studio B. Now, that's music you'll be playing on Saturday night in, is it Beverly Hills or is it West Hollywood?
It's kind of right on the border there. It is West Hollywood, though.
There you go. And we're talking about the Steinway Piano Gallery. For further information, you can call area code 818 817-6954. 818-397-6954. Lots of information at microfest.org. The third of 11 concerts here in Southern California. It's Microfest 2010. The name of the season is Scordatura, which means a retuning of strings. And boy, I couldn't be more appropriate than what you're doing. Aaron Calais with us playing retuned, remapped, and reimagined piano. It's a keyboard without strings. It plays samples of strings, which means you can tune on a dime, right? Although it costs a little more than that, I'm sure.
A little bit more.
Your next tuning?
Oh, the next tuning, this is a piece by Craig Grady. It's called Corroded Communes. Now, this piece uses a well temperament. So the idea here is that you should be able to play a piece in any key, and it'll sound pretty good, right? As opposed to some old mean tone temperaments where certain keys would sound really harsh and out of tune.
Which is why Bach changed the rules with his frets.
So this piece uses a temperament called C chord 2. It's a pretty tame equal well temperament, but it has some really beautiful beating that happens between the notes when you play, and especially in this piece you hold down the pedal a lot. So there's some really neat ethereal things that happen kind of behind the notes that I'm playing.
Music of Craig Grady. This is also music you'll be able to hear on Saturday night at Steinway Piano Gallery. It's Quarter Tune Plus from Microfest, live from Studio B. the music of Craig Grady. Music to be played on Saturday night at the Steinway Piano Gallery. Music performed live from Studio B. Aaron Calais is our pianist, our reimagined pianist, meaning, of course, that his instrument has been reconceived. It's just to look at it, it looks like a regular piano, but boy, those black and white keys have sort of come into full technicolor all of a sudden. We're listening to some extraordinary music of retuned piano. The program is called Quarter Tuned Plus, and it's happening at the Piano Gallery on North Robertson, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills-ish, Saturday night. It's a 7 o'clock show, not an 8 o'clock show, a 7 o'clock show, very important, so eat that dinner early and come on down. More information at microfest.org. And once again, as usual, KPFK subscribers will have a stab at some free tickets in a little while. So, Aaron, you also cannot play the music of Charles Ives for two quarter-toned pianos without somebody else. Who will be your other pianist?
Oh, it's a good friend and a fabulous pianist. Her name is Grace Zhao.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the faculty out at Laverne, and she just is an amazing player. It's been a lot of fun putting this program together with her.
Now, the Ives piece for many, many years was the only piece of music for two quarter tone. Well, you've got one instrument that's tuned normally, mm-hmm. and then another piano right next door tuned a quarter tone flat. And then John Corleano decided to write a piece.
Yeah, this was for the big two piano competition. I can't recall exactly what it's the name of the competition right now, but it is it was the compulsory work for the competition. So everybody who made the certain round had to play this piece. And of course, since it's for a competition, he wrote it in a very virtuosic way. So there's a lot of fun, a lot of pyrotechnics. There may be a little trick at the end where we switch pianos and maybe play four hands on one keyboard. So it's a fun piece.
It
may happen. We're thinking about it.
Sounds like maybe you've got that planned in advance. This music, again, you never get a chance to hear this performed live.
Right.
And in fact, we should really let the cat out of the bag here, because this is Quarter Tone Plus. Later in Microfest, in May, you'll also be playing this most of this program, the Corleano and the Ives, on a giant quarter-tune piano,
right.
A 12-foot concert classical instrument made by David Rubinstein.
It's the largest commercially available piano in the world, and it lives right here in Los Angeles, down in El Segundo.
And that's, of course, we're not bringing it up to KPFK. You'll have
no.
to go down there. To It's can't be light, to say the least. This weekend at the Steinway Gallery, two perfectly matched pianos, quarter-tuned apart. You'll be able to hear the music of Charles Ives for two quarter-tone pianos, music of John Corleano, as well as music of Craig Grady, Jeff Harrington, and Bill Alves, one of the co-directors of Microfest and a wonderful composer, who actually this weekend is up in Santa Cruz performing some of his music for gamelan and harpsichord. Some of that music will be played next month. All that information you can find at microfest.org. But we have you live in Studio B. What else can you play us when you're reimagined piano?
I have a piece here that I actually commissioned from Bill Alves specifically for this concert.
Mm.
And he came back with this amazing piece. It's called Paths of the Wind. It's the tuning is very unique in that when you play certain groups of notes together, what happens is you hear these overtones that come out almost as loud as the pitches that you're playing. So as you listen to it, you'll hear lots of little notes. There's the piece is 16th notes all the way through at a very fast tempo. But that's not really where the action is. You have to direct your attention sort of above the notes to really experience the piece.
So the strings are creating all the overtones, and that's where the action is.
Exactly.
Upstairs. Wow. And are you going to have a go right now?
I'll play about a third of it, yeah.
Oh, great,
yeah.
Great. Live from Studio B, folks. This is music you'll hear live at the Steinway Piano Gallery. That's going on Saturday night, a 7 o'clock show. Here's Aaron Calais live from Studio B. Paths of the Wind, music of Bill Alves. Extraordinary music, performed live from Studio B by Aaron Calais, our special guest today during this hour of the Global Village. Microfest, it's a Microfest preview. He'll be playing this music and much, much more, quarter-toned music and 19-tone music. If you don't have any idea what that means, then you might want to go to microfest.org and hear some of this extraordinary music. It's happening at the Steinway Piano Gallery on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The wonderful composer and former critic for The Village Voice, Kyle Gann, when he heard Aaron Kelly play, he said, "I'm struck speechless." You can be speechless, too, at the Steinway Piano Gallery. For further information, call area code 818-397-6954. If you're a KPFK subscriber, we've got two pairs of tickets for you. Give us a call at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, for a pair of tickets to Quarter Tuned Plus Saturday night, retuned, reimagined, remapped pianos happening in West Hollywood. Aaron, thank you so much for coming down and sharing your music, and we'll see you Saturday night.
Great. See you then. Thanks, John.
818-985-5735. Here's some of that wonderful, here's a chorale from the three-quarter tone pieces, the third movement, music of Charles Ives.